You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Deer hunters in Wisconsin will notice some changes to the state's deer management units this fall. The deer management units are divided into four zones: the Northern Forest Zone, Central Farmland Zone, Central Forest Zone, and Southern Farmland Zone. Every few years, the DNR reviews Wisconsin's deer management units, and for the 2025 season, changes were made to the Northern Forest Zone, Central Forest Zone, and the counties bordering them. Minor changes were also made to the metropolitan subunits across the state. Hunters need to know their management zone or unit number when purchasing a bonus antlerless authorization or registering their deer harvest. The DNR encourages hunters to check out the 2025 deer management unit map before purchasing a deer hunting license. You can learn more about these changes on their website at dnr.wisconsin.gov. Saturday, August 16th, Presley Pays It Forward Children's Cancer Benefit. This is a motorcycle ride with an 8 a.m. meet at Main Street Cafe in Iron River. Sign up is at 7 a.m. with kickstands up at 9 a.m. You can call 906-284-7275 for pre-signup requests. All vehicles are welcome if you don't own a motorcycle. And all proceeds will be going towards families in need and to donate toys to the children of the MICC clinic. There's going to be food, prizes, and music. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, August 16th, over at Main Street Cafe in Iron River, with sign up at 7 a.m. and kickstands up at 9 a.m. Wisconsin has its first cases of measles this year. Melissa Kay reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services and Oconto County Public Health have confirmed 9 cases of measles in the county. One person returned from out-of-state travel and was found to be the common source for the 8 additional cases. This was confirmed based on exposure and symptoms. DHS and Oconto County Public Health are working to identify and notify people who may have also been exposed to the measles virus. The risk to the community does remain low at this time. However, measles is a highly contagious disease that can be spread from person to person through the air. While these cases are in Oconto County, north of Green Bay, this is the first confirmed instance of measles virus cases in the state this year. Unvaccinated individuals have a 90% chance of catching the virus if they come in contact with a contagious person.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, or the DATCP, is accepting applications for Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin, or BLBW, grants until noon on Monday, September 15th of this year. The DATCP will award up to $200,000 total in BLBW grant funding. This is a competitive grant program designed to strengthen Wisconsin's agriculture and food industries by helping farms and businesses more efficiently process, market, and distribute locally grown food products. BLBW grants provide consumers with access to more Wisconsin-grown food products, including organic vegetables, hops varieties, hazelnut products, locally grown grain, and other value-added products. Qualified applicants include individuals, groups, or businesses involved in Wisconsin production agriculture, food processing, food distribution, food warehousing, retail food establishments, or agricultural tourism operations. Funded projects will need to report on increased local food sales, creating and retained jobs, and new investments. Projects can receive grant funds for up to 3 years, and requests must be between $5,000 and $50,000. Eligible expenses include compensation for personnel, consultant services, materials, and supplies. Grant recipients must provide a one-to-one match of cash or in-kind support, accounting for at least 50% of the total project budget. The DITCP will use a competitive review process to select the most qualified projects. Contracts and project work may begin in December of this year. Grant information and application materials are available at datcp.wi.gov. For more information, you can contact DATCP Grant Specialist Brian Williams at datcp.dadgrants@wisconsin.gov. Thursday, August 21st, it's Books in the Barn. There are two sessions available, one from 9 to 10 a.m., or another one from 10:15 to 11:15 a.m. Activities include story time by the barn, viewing of the milking parlor, sitting in a tractor, plus a free dairy treat and children's book. The suggested age is 10 and under, and an adult must accompany the children throughout the entire program. Pre-registration is required by calling 715-339-6779 extension 6 or email info@unitedpridedairy.com by August 15th. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, August 21st, from either 9 to 10 a.m. or 10:15 to 11:15 a.m. over at United Pride Dairy. School bus safety is August Law of the Month. Melissa Kay has more.
We're getting closer to the start of the school year, and that means more kids walking or biking early in the morning and in the early afternoon. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds drivers the August Law of the Month is school bus safety. They say traffic patterns change when school is in session. You'll see more school buses on the road, and you'll need to be mindful of your surroundings to help keep kids safe. Each year, more than 600 crashes happen in Wisconsin involving school buses. The Wisconsin DOT says these crashes are preventable. Remember the rules. When you see flashing red lights, stop at least 20 feet away in both directions. Flashing amber or yellow lights mean the bus is approaching a pickup point and you should slow down and be ready to stop.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Braves for game three of their series in Atlanta. The Brewers with a 7-2 victory last night, their fifth win in a row. Pat Murphy.
You really have to be disciplined right now. More than ever before, we got to be disciplined. It's how we play and the mindset we're in when we play, because circumstances say ball could have bounced the other way and we're not, those numbers aren't there. You know, you have to just be consistent in how you prepare and be attached to your process, not your results.
NFL, he's slated to be their starting defensive back to replace Jair Alexander, but Nate Hobbs will miss all of the preseason games after having knee surgery over the weekend. It happened last Thursday in practice.
I'm just happy that it wasn't nothing more serious.
Was it meniscus?
That was a meniscus.
Okay, and right knee, I assume.
Right knee, yes, sir. I'm committed, as I say I am.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sci-fi fans, in particular those who are fans of the show Invasion, will be happy to know that Apple TV just dropped a trailer for Season 3. The show follows five people who deal with an alien invasion from around the world. According to Deadline, Season 3 drops Friday, August 22nd on Apple TV, with new episodes dropping Friday nights through October 24th. Sylvester Stallone has made a few great movies, but a lot of stories that have come out about him over the years are not so flattering. Years ago, Pamela Anderson alleged that Rambo offered her a Porsche and or a condo to be his number one girl. He supposedly did not deny there were other numbered girls and said, "You're in Hollywood now, honey." Cringe. Anderson says she rejected his offer and Stallone's reps say it never happened. Anderson is allegedly dating her Naked Gun co-star Liam Neeson, who only offered her an 88 Chevy Chevette and an efficiency apartment. She accepted. It must be love. How much is Leo DiCaprio worth? In the neighborhood of $30 to $50 million, according to Warner Brothers and Michael Mann. Mann has a finished script for Heat 2, his follow-up to his 1995 film Heat. Attached so far are actors Austin Butler and Adam Driver. Mann's ideal budget is $200 million, which Warner Brothers balked at. Mann did a revised budget for $170 million, and Warner's told him they would like it to be even less expensive. Mann's solution, according to Hollywood Insider, is to sign Leonardo DiCaprio in hopes that it will get Warner's to sign off on a higher budget. The original film was a hit and starred Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Val Kilmer, and Ashley Judd. The sequel will focus on tracking down Val Kilmer's character, who escaped in the first Heat. The film is not quite a lock to get made and is currently in the very early stages of pre-production. Actor Jonathan Joss was fatally shot outside his home after a fight with a neighbor in early June. Joss had played John Redcorn on King of the Hill since 1996 after the original voice actor who played Redcorn passed away. Redcorn was honored during the season 14 finale of the show Monday night. Zigfredo Alvarez was charged with first-degree murder after the shooting but was later released on a $200,000 bond. San Antonio police initially said the murder of Joss, who was gay, had nothing to do with his sexuality, but have since walked that back, saying that they spoke too soon known, and the investigation is ongoing. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus recently expressed sympathy to the San Antonio LGBTQ plus community over the loss of Joss and says the department is committed to pursuing every lead in the tragic case. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Northern Wisconsin weather. Good morning. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some areas of smoke. We'll see mostly cloudy skies otherwise and a high near 79. South winds up to 20 miles per hour at times today. For tonight, scattered showers and storms, a low of 62. Thursday's high near 81.
Currently 63 degrees.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.